pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Board of Supervisors meeting, October 25th, 2022. Are there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
Meet with department heads and elected officials. Sarah Doty, payroll clerk, auditor's office.
Good morning. Just keeping busy as usual. Nothing new to report at this time.
Okay, thank you. Tom Gers, IT department.
Just keeping busy, rolling out some new equipment, but nothing new to report, so.
Okay, thank you. Sheriff Lynn Denny.
Good morning. Another busy week for us as well. We tested this past Saturday, our standard turnout, but had some really good applicants show up. We have two certified on our list and a total of seven on that list for potential hires, so. Kind of the numbers we expected, but really good applicants. We're happy to have them for sure. So we're going to do civil service interviews next Tuesday, so they will certify a list after those interviews, and they will be up for hire when we have that position come open with Lieutenant Williams' retirement at the first of the year. So just preparing for that and excited to have the list that we have. We had, I think it was Wednesday night, we had a smoke alarm go off out of the jail. Smoke was in our GP unit, and had to move everybody out of there. That's 30 inmates, moved them into some adjacent workout rooms, gymnasiums, and the staff did amazing out there. The thing I wanted to note is Rodney's staff, they responded. They were able to very quickly identify what went wrong, what happened. It was a blower motor that lost a bearing. I don't pretend to know what I'm talking about on these things, but they were able to identify it really quickly. Our problem was is we had to exhaust all the smoke out of there, and that was a cold night, so it was bringing in cold air. With that, they were able to make contact with Industrial Motors, and the owner of Industrial Motors came in, fixed the bearing, required some special tools, but just a great response from Rodney and his crew, and then thanks to Industrial Motors for fixing that so we can get the heat back up and get our inmates back where they needed to be. Another thing I want to mention was we had some communication issues between our new phone system, that provider, and the provider for Burlington, and basically there were some issues with routing the phone calls, and it just wasn't really going well. Unfortunately, Colin was left out of the loop on that, and I looped him in, and literally within hours, he's able to get that fixed with a little bit of communication. So they've been working on that for quite some time, but Colin was able to quickly fix that just with a little bit of knowledge of IP addresses and why things weren't working. And again, don't pretend to know what I'm talking about there. But Colin did, and it's nice to have that kind of knowledge to fix those kind of situations, so it's just much appreciated. Other than that, that's all I've got.
How's the jail population?
I didn't look at it this morning. We had a department meeting this morning, but we were 103 last night with 33 out of county.
Thank you. Rodney, how's the maintenance department?
Doing good. As Kevin said, we had that issue last week out there at the jail, and my guys did a great job, so kind of kept me on the loop. They kind of took care of it, and like I say, everything went fairly quickly and got it all fixed up, so they all did a great job. We had the pre-bid meeting for the geo projects last Tuesday. So once again, we got those projects are out for bid. If anybody's interested in that, there's a link on the county website where you go to the Klinger plan room, check those out. Also attended the economic recovery support tabletop exercise last week. So just keeping busy.
Good. Thank you, Rodney. Terry Johnson, County Auditor. I know
good
you're
morning.
Busy.
2 weeks to E-Day. So we're staying pretty busy with all the absentee voters coming to the counter. Yesterday we had 140 at the counter. Last Friday, 125. So, and also on top of that, we had 99 voters hand deliver their ballots, because obviously they don't trust the mail system. Today is what we call No Mail Tuesday. We rarely ever get any mail anymore, which makes me kind of concerned, you know, especially, you know, anybody that mails their ballot, we're supposed to receive it by 8 p.m. on Tuesday, and so they hand deliver them. I don't have a problem with that. We're up to 2,770 absentees that have either voted in person or requested to be mailed. We 2,125 of those are still out there. And compare that to the numbers from 4 years ago, we're down 4,152. So I hope all 4,000 of those people don't decide to come to the counter the next few days, because we've had a few disgusted faces standing there waiting in line. It's kind of like we can only work so fast. And then plus we've got a table out there that tells everybody, fill out this form before you go to the counter. And then you get a few that go to the counter, and it's kind of like, no, you have to fill out one of those forms because the state does not allow us to use our little stickers off of our Precinct Atlas program. You have to hand fill it in yourself and make sure you fill it out completely and make sure you sign and date that form. So we have our rules that we have to follow. So other than that, just getting everything ready. It'll be a week from tomorrow, November the 2nd, we're going to have our poll worker training, and we're going to do that out of Pizzazz and have them all there in one location at one time instead of trying to do three separate trainings. So then that way we remember telling everybody the same thing. So we're just busy with the elections and trying to do our own work in the office.
I think yesterday when I was in here, you said you had 140 people. I think 100 of them was out in that hall line, all the way back to the reporter's
office
when I came in.
Yep, there's occasions, and it kind of scares you because 2 years ago, of course, that was a presidential, but on the very last day, the day before the election, we had 515 people at the counter. That's a lot of people out in the hallway.
Yeah.
I mean, not all at the same time, of course, but yeah, people expect they're just going to run in here at lunch and vote and get right out. Allow a little bit of time, please, and be patient.
You might take some of them pre-app things they have to fill out. Just run them down to Stephanie down there and have her to fill them out down there, and then she can bring them up. She doesn't like that. I can tell the look on her face.
Stephanie.
Or Natalie.
Natalie.
I don't know why
she's
Stephanie.
He's looking at you.
Yeah. A noble way
we can have her when the line backs up to her end. She can turn around and say, "Hey, fill up this
form." Yeah, right.
So,
I can hear her teeth grinding.
Yeah.
We'll help in any way we can, but we don't know what to say. So
yeah.
Well, thanks.
Sometimes they want to come down and vote, and we're like, "You want to register a vote?"
Yeah. And that's why whenever they come up and say vote or vote, it's kind of like elections? No. Or recreational? Okay, that's what you want at the other end. So, yeah, that's the fun part. So.
Okay,
that's
thank
it.
You. Jared, Southeast Iowa Region Planning.
Morning. Land use is pretty much just keeping busy as usual. We had a minor subdivision up for review now. Moving ahead to get ready for the public hearings on the amendment to the airport regulations, which we discussed at a recent work session, and just plugging ahead with draft ordinances for wind and solar as well. So just keeping busy as normal.
Okay, thanks, Jared. Natalie?
Janelle. We all need to learn new name tags.
I thought I'd do that for her to see what she would say. Janelle?
Good morning. We're keeping busy. Getting ready to mail delinquent notices at the beginning of next week. So other than that, just excited to be busy, both sides.
Okay, thank you. Lisa, how's the attorney's office?
Staying busy as well. I approved almost a dozen warrants yesterday morning, so there you go. We'll just leave it at that. Primarily for simple misdemeanor offenses. We're seeing a lot of just petty crimes where we're having to obtain warrants and then fill Kevin's jail. So, but there's about a dozen, just like you know. Last week we had a trial on the West Burlington pool shooting. It did not go as I had hoped. But the reason I mention it was we proceeded with that trial without the participation of the victim or his family. So I just want to stress the importance to the public of how much we need them to do our job. In this particular case, we did have one eyewitness, but basically the defendant could testify to whatever and did, and we had nothing to refute it because the victim absolutely refused to participate. And in doing so, so did family members who were there and were also eyewitnesses to the event. So again, just stressing the importance of, while we know it's an imposition to participate in the prosecutorial system, we can only put on evidence that we get from those people. We can't just come in and say this is what we think happened and then ask for a jury to convict. And finally, we had our domestic violence awareness vigil Thursday night. Wanted to thank all three of you for attending, Kevin for sending Sergeant Hamma. It was actually a beautiful night, and we had some really good participation. So wanted to thank all of you for being there and participating. And then I have a murder trial next week.
Hey.
And my victim, well, he's participating, sort of.
We're not the murder
victim. Via the medical examiner's office.
That was some awesome cookies you had.
They're great cookies.
I think
you had a great job.
He had a pocket full of cookies when he left.
I have to thank my staff, my victim witness coordinators, Lisa Harris and Diana Schneiden did 95% of the work on that with Chad Zahn's help from the police department. So I would love to take credit, but no, it was the work of my staff. They did a really nice job.
Well, thank them too. Okay. Jeff, how's the conservation?
Good morning. We'll start buttoning parks up after this weekend for winter. We'll keep the 4th and Big Hollow open for another 2 or 3 weeks till we start getting sustained freezes overnight, and then we'll shut the waters off and button them up. Other than that, we've got a work session later, so that's about all I have.
Okay, thank you. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Plenty of stuff going on, but the project up on Dry Branch, that's coming along. If you've been through there, they've made a lot of progress. A lot of dirt has been hauled, and it's really shaping up, so you can kind of see how things are going to lay in there. Obviously, the rain will slow that down just a little bit, but they have some more dirt to haul, but not a lot. So that's good to see. I think they were going to move traffic control back over to the other lane today to start working on the other half of the patches that need to be done. So there'll be a little shift over. I don't think much moves other than which lane the traffic's going to drive through. Still kind of thing where the lights work fine 99% of the time, and then there's a glitch for typically one cycle is what we've seen. For some reason, it's at the White Camp intersection. We have something's happening. Somebody's not intentionally, but somebody's messing it up. Like whether they pull up and then they don't wait, so they go ahead and it messes the sensors up or something, and then the next cycle, it's fine. You can't even get to the site in time to see it not functioning right. So I think people have adjusted. I appreciate their patience because it's, in general, everything's working okay down there. But so that's going on. I had hoped they would button up the one lane traffic control this week, but I suspect that could be, I would guess that'll go into next week, especially now with the rain. But we'll see when that is. I'm sure you guys are aware, but the DOT shifted all the traffic maybe a week or two ago up on 61. So most of it's now on the same lane, at least. There's not nearly as much crossing over. I know there was a very major accident up there towards the end of last week. That's really unfortunate. You just really, really got to pay attention still up in there. I think people probably get into the same habit, and then when they move traffic over, it just, you got to readjust yourself. But so anyway, that's changing up there. I think 160th Street, the intersection with the county road, is closed right at the moment. They needed 2 or 3 weeks. The DOT's contractor needed 2 or 3 weeks to do some work in that area. So that intersection's closed. We did a press release once we knew that. We did not have enough advance warning to let any landowners know. So I'm sure there were a few folks that were caught on guard. Wish I could change that, but that's not the way that goes. So Got interviews this week for an open motor grader position, so hopefully we can extend an offer sometime this week for that and start working towards getting full staff again, which has been a while. Other than that, plenty of stuff going on. We are doing a patch right near Kevin's on Flint Bottom Road. So if you are trying to cut the back way to the ethanol plant or whatever it might be, we do have our lights set up because of the volume of traffic down there. So just as a heads up, we've got them turned down to fairly short cycle, but I sat through it yesterday, and it's once you sit through the 99 lights and then sit through that, you're ready to not sit through any more lights, but you're gonna have to survive for a little bit longer. So anyway, still getting stuff done.
Thank you.
Yep.
Madeline, how's the recorder's office doing?
Good morning. We're good in the recorder's office, just business as usual.
Thank you. How's the safety department?
Busy, but we're doing okay. We're holding our own, so.
Holding your own?
Yeah.
That's
don't,
good.
Don't have much to report other than that, but yeah.
Thanks, Andy. Okay, I don't think I missed anybody. Moving on to correspondence. I have a letter here. Dear supervisors, this letter is my official notification of retirement and my last day of employment as the Des Moines County Auditor will be December the 30th. I'm excited about my impending retirement, but wanted to take this opportunity to thank everyone for all the opportunities that I have experienced serving the Des Moines County residents. It has been educational, eventful, fun, and sad at times, but I have enjoyed my employment through the 28 and a half years I have worked for the county. I would say the current Board of Supervisors ranks in the top two as a group of supervisors that I have, man, you're gonna choke me up here. That I have enjoyed work with. I will miss my office family and many other co-workers when my retirement days arrive. I feel the county will be in good hands and many of the county employees truly care about the residents and the county's daily business. It will be up to the board's decision how to fill my position. However, I highly recommend appointing a replacement to fill my position to save the taxpayers the expense of a special election, as the position will be on the ballot in 2024. Bless everyone and a big thank you to Des Moines County. Cordially, Terry Johnson.
Wow.
Terry, that's a hard record to read.
Now it's getting real. She said she wasn't going to leave unless I came down. Bless your heart.
Yeah. Thank you, Terry.
Do you have to approve that?
I rejected.
Well, I don't think I'd get any votes.
Access denied.
This is just something we received. We do have to vote on it, though.
No, you don't have to
vote
on it. It's just correspondence.
No, you don't.
Okay.
It's just letting you know.
I received it.
A lot of people have known for a long time, and I'm just making it official.
We brought that up once to somebody that had retired, and they told us to go to hell and we voted against it. So, I have some correspondence as well.
Sure.
Not as dramatic as that. I think you guys might receive this. Dear Des Moines County Supervisors, I wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for offering the Stars Cave Nature Center summer camps. It's such a great opportunity for kids to enjoy nature, discover the trails and caves, and learn about animal habitats. Kelly Rundle, is it Rundle or Rundell?
Rundle.
Kelly Rundle is a great asset to the programs. My granddaughter attended a camp this summer and absolutely loved it. I felt fortunate that I was able to get a spot for her as the camps go up within minutes of the camp signups going live. I've not gotten a spot in the past due to their popularity. Is there a way you could have more camp offerings due to the fact there are many more kids that would love the opportunity to attend, but spots are limited? I feel that getting out in nature is good for children's physical and mental health. As a bonus, it keeps them off electronic devices. Our community is so lucky to have all these beautiful parks in our area. We visit them during each season and enjoy nature's changes. Karen Russell, Burlington, Iowa. And that's all I have.
Okay, moving on to discussion and vote. I've read something, Tom read something. Would you like to read this, Mr. Campbell?
Certainly.
Thank you.
Ribbon Week Proclamation. I forgot to grab the red ribbon. Whereas in October of 1985, Federal Agent Kiki Camarena was murdered by the drug cartel in Mexico in the line of duty. Some friends and neighbors wore red to honor his memory and to show that they would continue his fight against illegal drugs, believing that one person could make a difference. And whereas the problems associated with alcohol, tobacco, and the use of illegal drugs have become prevalent in every community regardless of size and location. Whereas the National Family Partnership was established October 23rd through October 31st of every year's America's Red Ribbon Week for schools and communities to celebrate a healthy drug-free lifestyle. And whereas ADS in partnership with area businesses and schools has adopted the mission statement to increase the focus of promoting a healthy lifestyle through the collective effort and involvement of all citizens in our community by supporting the non-use of illegal drugs and responsible use of legal substances, thus enhancing the quality of life through a safer community. And now therefore, as 2022 marks the 37th year for this nationally recognized substance abuse prevention campaign, we, the supervisors of Des Moines County, do hereby proclaim October 23rd through 31st as Red Ribbon Week in Des Moines County, and that all citizens shall be encouraged to wear a red ribbon to symbolize our commitment to establishing drug-free communities for our citizens, especially our children, and to participate in events throughout the week that support a healthy, drug-free lifestyle. So until this 25th day of October 22.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have a personnel action for the correctional center. It's for Elizabeth Grobstitch. Grobstitch, okay. It's a anniversary date, 12-month step increase, $42,429.10 to $43,501.25.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have the minutes for the regular meeting on October the 18th, 2022.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Do you have any other business, gentlemen?
I have none.
I have none. Future agenda items? I've got a letter here from, I don't know if we'll have her call. It's from Krista. She couldn't make it today. And she stated in here that she wants to have a work session on vaping. So, but she'll have to get a hold of you and let you know what you're going to do that. Committee reports.
I attended the emergency management table shop exercise that Rodney mentioned. The scenario was a derecho that essentially flattened Burlington, West Burlington, and it focused on economic recovery immediately after the event, a couple months after the event, several months later, and the impacts and changes that would make to not only county functions, but individuals and businesses. And discussion on was immediate issues like restoring power and transportation and subsequent effects like loss of businesses, loss of housing, loss of population. And it was based on the Cedar Rapids event a few years ago, and it was posed some sobering and thought-provoking issues what you do in a situation like that. So that was, I thought that was very good. And attended a Hope Haven's annual awards banquet. That's always a feel-good affair. That's all I have.
I had a workforce development board meeting. We're just getting ready to select new officers, and we've got something going on in Des Moines. We're going to be checking out the new headphones and all that stuff, or the new virtual reality stuff. Checking all that out, so that's coming up next month. I do want to bring up the domestic violence vigil. Fantastic job, and you really did a good job, Lisa. I'm not even going to sing this again, though this is recorded. Good job, Lisa. It was really good. It really was. I'm surprised that there weren't. It was a nice crowd, but I was really expecting even more people, but it was fantastic.
We were competing, I think, against every choir in the Southeast Iowa. It was the big fall concert night, so.
There you go. And also, speaking at the schools last week, and it was interesting, Notre Dame was the first one that we had to do, and what was the first question that they asked me? Highway 99, where's Brian Carter? I said, can you do something about that? I said, what is this meeting about? What are we here for? But anyways, I just thought that was interesting. When I got on, you said, most of your complaints are probably going to be directed toward me. That was the very first one. I just wanted to bring that up. And then the Burlington schools, they wanted to complain about Highway 99. I said, everybody lives on Highway 99 now that we've got that.
Like I said, remind them we could close it. I mean, we did the best we can.
I gave him the good news. I gave him the old left hook. I said, he left one lane open for you. Yeah. So everybody was grateful with that. But yeah. The kids had interesting questions. I think that's all I did.
I had a Board of Health meeting. Not much new on Board of Health outside. They talked about the vaping, you know, with the one to have a workstation on the vaping. And we talked about Chris is on that committee for out the ordinance plant where that plumes moving.
Oh, right? The restoration.
Restoration.
Yeah, the board. Whatever, yeah.
And they're going to start testing that again here within another week or so, the wells on there. So it's got RDX, whatever RDX is, that's something to do with the atomic energy when they had line one out there. So. And I did attend the Hope Haven, and I'll tell you people, if you're missing a chance to just go see something so great as what Hope Haven does for these individuals that are mentally challenged, I truly enjoyed it, and you'll get a few laughs out of it. One of the kids come up last night. He works for Hy-Vee in Fort Madison. He come up and they said, do you want to speak? And he give a little speak about where he works. I like where I work. And he says, come on down, the food's really good. I thought that was great. But and that's all I had. So public input, we'll give public 2 minutes to call in 319-753-8203 extension 4. Or email board@dmcounty.com. That's 319-753-8203 extension 4. Or board@dmcounty.com. We'll give you 2 minutes. Does anybody in here have anything they want to add or forgot? Good to see you, Mr. Strauss, the mayor of Danville.
Thank you. I see we're up to fire. Yours on WebEx, that probably still doesn't put us in the reimbursement range.
You need a couple more, probably. I didn't look. What was it? Number eight? Yeah, 5 current views, 9 total views.
see our director of the conservation come in. Do you have anything you want to say during the 2 minutes session?
No, I'm not talking about here after the meeting.
We do have our bid opening coming up for the Bridgeport paving job. That'll be, let's see, November 4th, but 3rd or 4th, I can't remember, anyway, it's Friday. So that's coming along. So.
I guess maybe I could add one thing. So I just came from a meeting. So it's the Great Places Committee. So the City of Burlington, the Chamber, a bunch of other organizations are looking at getting a new Great Places designation for an area kind of centered on downtown Burlington, but it's going to expand out farther than that likely. There's a public survey out there right now that you can find through the downtown Facebook page or the city's website. We encourage all residents, not just of Burlington, but of the county, to take that survey if you can. We really want to get a lot of responses on that to kind of get the public sentiment for what they see our community being in the next 10 to 20 years.
Chris, and I apologize, I didn't hear you really clearly, and I don't know whether that would be affect anybody online. If you want to please repeat that about the survey.
Yeah, sure. Lori did tell me to talk loud, so she said she wasn't going to be here today because she can't hear me on this thing. So the Great Places Committee is doing a survey of the public, not just of Burlington, but of Des Moines County, to try to see what the citizens around here really want our community to be in the next 10 to 20 years. And so if you can get on there and take that survey, you can find it on the City of Burlington's website. You can find it on downtown's Facebook page. I think we've got it posted on our Facebook page. And so get on there. They're going to have that open through the middle of November. So it's just a couple questions. It's kind of sorting a list of different themes that we want to see from the community. But we really want to get a lot of feedback on that, because that community input is really important for this designation process. And then that makes us, both city and county and any entities included in this designation area, eligible for grants and funding in the future.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Okay, our 2 minutes is up, so with an aye, we're out of here.
Aye.
Aye. We do have a work session with supervisors, City of Danville, Conservation Board, and the county attorney. So about Waters Park. And we'll give about a 5-minute break here, and then we'll go do that.